Chazar zeich in Mishnah Berachah geschlagen, wir haben Yehuda mit Sechta Tainas Daf Gimel. The Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua Ha'oiv Lefnei Ateva V'chulu. In fact, which Rabbi Yeshua is it who holds this way? The Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah says that we begin mentioning rain on the last day, which would mean even at Shachris. Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa says that we begin on the seventh day of Sukkot, the last day of the Mitzvah of Lulav. It can't be either of them who says that you start Shmini Atzeres by Musav. In fact, our second question. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Ben Beseira, says that on Shmini Atzeres we don't mention rain by Shachas, we do on Musaf. Which Ben Beseira is this? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, because he says we start on the second day. And for the Gemara of Nachum Yitzchak said, the answer to both of these questions is that it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. Before he got Smicha, he was referred to as Ben Beseira. After he got Smicha, he was referred to as Rabbi Yeshua. He is the one who says that on Shmini Atzeres you start at Musaf. Bryce says the Rabbanan did not obligate the mention of dew and wind as they did for rain. Meaning, enough to just we say Mashu Rachmer LeGeshem. Really, you don't have to mention dew or wind. Rechanina explained, this was so because dew and wind are never withheld by Hashem, because the world can't exist without dew and without wind. Where do we see that the dew is never withheld? The Pasuk says that Eliyahu promised Achav that as a punishment there would be no rain or dew. Later, after a number of years, Hashem told Eliyahu to tell Achav that Hashem will bring rain. Now, it doesn't say that Hashem will return the dew as well. This is because the dew was never taken away, since the world can't exist without dew. In fact, if this is true, why did Eliyahu say that it would be taken away in the first place? Mar says he meant that he would take away the dew of bracha, the tal de bracha. And that actually was taken away at that time. So, Bazar, in fact, why didn't he tell Achav that the tal of bracha is coming back? Mar says, because the difference between tal of bracha and not tal of bracha is not noticeable, and therefore he didn't mention it. In fact, where do we see that wind is never withheld? Rabbi Shimon Levi said, the Pasuk says that Hashem will spread out the Yidden like the four corners of the world. The Pasuk seemingly should have said in the four corners of the world. What does it mean, spread it out like the four corners of the world? The Pasuk is teaching that just like the world can't exist without wind, similarly the world can't exist without Yidden. Rabbi Chanina said, based on the above, if during the summer someone said Mashav Ruach, he doesn't have to start Shemoneh Esrei again, but if he says Morid HaGeshem, he does. If during the winter one did not say Mashav Ruach, he doesn't have to start Shemoneh Esrei again, but if he does not say Morid HaGeshem, he does. Not only that, but if someone says that Hashem removes the wind and makes the dew fly away, he also doesn't have to start Shemoneh Esrei again, because that's never taken away. Zach Tamar, Braitha says, Rabban did not require mentioning of clouds or wind, but if someone wants to mention it, he may. The reason for this is because, again, clouds and wind are never withheld. Zach Tamar, Rabbi Yosef told a Braitha that says that the Pasuk of Yotzaras Hashemayim, the Eibush will hold back, means that Hashem will withhold clouds and winds. You see, they are withheld. Zach Tamar, clouds that come before the rain are never withheld, but clouds that come after the rain are withheld. Also, regular winds are never withheld, but very strong winds are withheld. In fact, very strong winds are needed and necessary for winnowing. So why didn't the Rabbanan insist that we make mention of it? Mar says the separation of the grain could be done with a sifter, so it's not absolutely necessary to have those very strong winds. Abraisa says, clouds and winds are almost as good as rain. Ula explained, this refers to clouds and the wind that come after the rain. In fact, we find that Ula said that wind after the rain is a bad thing. Mar said it's good when it comes calmly and doesn't raise the dust after the rain. That's when it's a good thing, and it's as good, mamash as good as rain. Rabbi Yehuda said, wind after rain is as good as the rain itself. Clouds after rain is also as good as the rain itself. Sunshine after rain is as good as two rainfalls. Mar says, what's not good after rain? So Mar comes to exclude moonlight and a partly cloudy day, which are not good after the rain. Rava said, we see from a pasuk that snow on the mountains is as good as five rainfalls for the ground. Rava also said, snow is good for the mountains, heavy rain is good for the trees, regular rain is good for produce, and a light rain is even good for the seed in the earth. Rava also said, a young member of the Rabbanan is like a seed in the earth. Once he begins to sprout, he continues to grow. Rava also said, when a young member of the Rabbanan gets heated, gets angry, it's not him, it's the Torah in him that's heating him up, as the Pasuk compares the words of Torah to fire. Based on the next part of the Pasuk, Rashi said, any Talmud Chacham who is not strong like iron is not a Talmud Chacham. Rav Abba learns this same concept, but from a different Pasuk. Ravina said, even so, a person has to train himself to act calmly, as the Pasuk instructs us to remove anger from our hearts.